Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Week for a lot of parents, especially the Lake Ridge High School football program. Ezekiel Crowder, 15-year-old sophomore, who was an offensive lineman, 6'3", 270, probably had a college career in his future, took his life on Monday night. There was a vigil last night held for those who are mourning his passing. I'm heartbroken for his family. His coach, Spencer Phillips, the varsity coach at Lake Ridge High School, formerly with the Philadelphia Eagles, is new on the job and is having a tough week himself. Spencer Phillips, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you.
Yes, John. Thank you very much for having me on.
Let's talk about Ezekiel. Let's celebrate him a little bit and talk about his life and who he was. Help us know him.
Yeah. You know, I had the pleasure of getting to know Zeke over the past year, you know, given the circumstances virtually when we were able to do workouts. Zeke was a wonderful person. He was obviously a great football player, but, you know, forever how good of a football player he was an even better person. Zeke always had a smile on his face. He was always laughing. Zeke was loved by not many. Zeke was loved by all. Zeke made you smile. He's you know, the reason I wanted to come back and coach high school is to be around kids like Zeke. So he just had that wonderful spirit about him that was contagious. He had great energy, and he just was a beautiful person inside and out.
The kids are in your program. You look them in the eyes. You see them at practice. You know, you see them smiling and laughing. And it probably, I think, part of this that's troubling for us all is those reports that he was happy, that he was joyful, because we don't expect that. It's not congruent in our minds. How does that impact you as you think about it through that frame?
Well, it makes it tough. It makes it really hard. It's one of the main reasons I haven't been able to sleep the past couple of nights, because now you just wonder how all your other kids are doing. You know, you're worried in that sense. You're worried for the kids who aren't on an athletic team, who aren't part of extracurricular activities. My message for my team has been, you know, be thankful that we are together in this and that we have each other, and that through these really hard times, we have each other to lean on, and that some of your brothers and your best friends who you get to play this wonderful game with are experiencing the same things you are. Really just encourage them to open up to each other more. It's been difficult to say the least.
We're talking to Spencer Phillips, Lake Ridge High School football coach. You spent time in the NFL. You grew up in the state. You played high school ball here. You've obviously coached on bigger levels. I first of all just want to thank you for the work you do on a daily basis with kids. I think, you know, you could be off in the NFL. You obviously were in the NFL with the Eagles, and you decided that you wanted to be part of high school sports, high school football. What kind of response have you got from other coaches, other parents, people on the outside of your program?
Oh my gosh. It's made it so much more special. I mean, the community outreach and the faculty here at Lake Ridge has been absolutely amazing. The parents are wonderful. And through this, the other coaches, you know, not only in this league, John at Tiger, Dan at Tualatin, Chris at Westland, Dustin at Oregon City, and Steve in Lake Oswego, they've been absolutely amazing helping me through this process. I've had Coach Kokas at Oregon State reach out to me, a basketball coach at Portland State, Coach Peary, and other coaches around the state, Coach Gunther at Wilsonville, Coach Boyer at Beaverton. Gosh, you know, there's so many. I'm forgetting a couple principals, a principal at Barlow High School. I mean, just offering to share an ear, offering to share advice, offering to help in any way that they can, which has been, it's hit home for me a lot, you know, because you coach high school football to be in this for the kids, and you coach high school football to make a difference in kids' lives. And knowing that there's other coaches around the state who are, you know, share that same belief and are willing to help. And at the end of the day, we're in this to help kids. It makes this community so much more special, and it really makes it worth it for me to be back home.
Our guest, Spencer Phillips, Lake Ridge High School football coach. You got a tough task now, because in one sense, Spencer, you're grieving, and you should. On the other side of this, you're now probably hyper vigilant about watching your current players. How will this change you? How does this change how you coach moving forward?
Well, there's been a lot of self-reflection in the past couple days, and you just touched on it. I'm grieving myself. You know, I hurt a lot. I'm going to miss Zeke every day, just like these kids will, just like some of these coaches will. Some of our coaches have coached Zeke all the way through Pee Wee football. So self-reflecting the past couple of days and listening to advice from other wonderful coaches, I've asked our staff to every day just look at your kids and tell them you love them. You know, when you're in your position groups, let them know that it's okay to tell each other that you love them, and let them know that you care about them. And that's what we're here for. That's why we do this, to be there for these kids, to help them grow and learn and give them the best opportunity to, you know, grow as people. So for me, the challenge that I have for my staff right now is to just be more open about your feelings and let kids know it's okay to talk about how you feel, and especially towards one another.
I think it's great. And I think it's too, like, one of the things as we were talking this morning that struck me is, like, now I feel like, you know, you kind of, you can never really know by looking at someone, can you? I mean, you kind of have to assume everybody's struggling and work from that as a baseline.
And that's what's keeping me up right now is I want to make sure that all of our kids are okay. And I want to make sure that I ask each one of them that they're okay. And I, as you mentioned this morning, I think it's safe to assume that everyone's not okay. And you'd rather err on the side of genuinely asking someone if they're okay and how are they doing and how can I help you? And, you know, talk to me about your life. What's going on? I think that's the most simple gesture you can do as a human being. And I think now more than ever as a coach, I'm going to stress that with my staff and myself even more now than I already have in the past.
The distance learning, you know, my high school senior, she, at least out of the gates, did not seem affected by it, but I've worried as it drags on and on. You are around kids. How has it affected kids to be on a Zoom call all morning, or, you know, you get to see them at practices or workouts? They're probably, like, you know, grateful to be out there in that setting. But how do you think, what has been the impact of kids not being in school, not being in person, not being around each other?
Well, I think everyone is affected a little differently. I do know that it doesn't matter what time we're practicing, what day of the week we're practicing. I can say that they're wanting to be together. They're wanting to get outside. They're wanting to interact. I don't know how I would feel as a 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kid having to sit in front of a computer at that time of my life. But I can tell you that whatever they are going through and how it's affecting them, I do know that they are missing a very vital part of their life right now, and especially in terms of growth and development as them as people. So watching them come to practice, we've had a couple 6 a.m. practices, and not only were they early, but they didn't want to get off the field when we were done. And, you know, to ask even myself to get up and go to practice at 6 in the morning, I'm like, what am I doing? And then to go out there and just to see how much fun they're having it, at that time, you just know they're wanting to be out and they're wanting to be together and they're missing that part of their life right now.
What can parents do? Because I think one of the things, and this is aside from Ezekiel, but in general, one of the things that comes up on this show all the time is the pressure that we put on kids, the expectations, the workouts, the private lessons, are you doing enough? Are you keeping pace? Are we guilty of maybe adding burden to kids? Is that something as a coach that you're tuned into?
You know, again, I think that's probably a case by case deal, but I think in general, for me speaking, and just my experience in my past, I think pushing kids to do as much as possible is a good thing. I think multiple sport athletes are the best thing you can do for a kid. I think the only problem that I see is too much specialization. I think that kids or parents are in tune right now that you have to be playing a single sport year round. And I'm a very big advocate of the opposite. I think they should play as many sports as possible. I think they should be in as many different environments as possible. Now, I also think they should specialize in a one-on-one individual training for certain sports, but I don't think it should take away from team sports, because I think there's so much more growth and development being on a team than, say, I don't want to use any sport in particular, but specializing in a sport year round where 9 months out of the year you're by yourself with a private coach. Now, I do think there's a time for that, and I think it's important, but I don't think it should ever take over for a kid being involved in a team sport, if that makes sense. So I guess my answer would be, I do think we just need to keep pushing kids to be involved in as many activities as they choose or wish to be in, especially now, to encourage them to go out, try something new, try a new sport. We've got a kid on our team who had never played football before this year, and I can't tell you enough how much fun he's had, how difficult it's been for him, but through the end, I think this is one of the best experiences of his life. And so I think that when you hinder a kid from participating in multiple sports, I think there can be problems in that. And, you know, I know that's probably going to be a debate that goes on for a very long time, but I do think kids should do as much as they possibly can between, you know, their youth all the way through high school.
I think it's a great message. I'm worried about kids. I know you are as well. I got to ask you, you're busy taking care of everyone else. How are you doing, Coach?
Thank you. I'm doing good. It was a very hard, truthfully, it's one of the hardest couple of days I've ever gone through, emotionally. You learn a lot about yourself, and you, it just became really apparent to me how much I cared about the kids during this time. And I wanted to make sure that I was telling them the right things. I wanted to make sure that I was telling them that I wanted to make sure that I was being the right leader for them during this time, and for them to know that we're here for them. So I am doing better. I want the kids to know that I grieve just like them, and you know, my heart hurts too. So I just will say that I can't thank all the people enough in the community and the coaches I had mentioned earlier, and the parents and the faculty that have helped all of us get through this. And for the sports junkies and for lack of a better term, there's no playbook for this. And so being able to lean on some of these guys in the community has been, it's really helped me. You know, my family, my wife, just wonderful support. So it's getting better, John. Thank you.
Spencer Phillips, our guest, Lake Ridge High School football coach. Before I cut you loose, there are a lot of parents out here listening to this. They're going to ask their kids how you're doing, and the kids are going to say, I'm fine. What else can we do? You deal with kids all day long. Help us out here. Is it simply getting them away from their element? Is it getting them outside? Is it how, you know, checking in with them and really checking in with them? What advice do you give? You're with kids all day long.
I pride myself on trying to make them laugh. I want them to leave knowing that football is serious and you have to be disciplined and you learn all these great, you know, these great framework lessons for life. But at the end of the day, I think it's important to laugh. And I think it's an overlooked quality to get people to laugh. And so my advice right now is to just cut up a little bit, have some fun, tell some jokes, you know, make fun of each other and just have a good time being around the people that you love, because that's what matters at the end of the day. Just being close with your family, having a good time, and you know, don't take things too seriously. Just enjoy it and try to have some good laughs.
Spencer Phillips, I appreciate what you do. Take care of yourself. Take care of the kids on that team, and I'll talk to you down the road. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir, John. Thank you guys very much, and have a great day.
There he is, Lake Ridge High School football coach. A tough day for Lake Ridge. A tough day for a lot of people. And look, I always want to make sense. I started today's show on a pretty passionate rant about this, but check in with some people. A suicide, trying to make sense of a suicide in the wake of an act like that, it's an impossible thing to make sense of. I always try to find value in everything, even tragedy. I try to find some kind of lesson, some kind of value. I don't want anything to not mean anything, right? We want meaning. We crave it, I think, as people. And the only thing I can take away from this is that you can't tell by looking at somebody if they're doing okay. I also, you know, I asked my kid this morning, I started writing this column about Ezekiel Crowder, and I literally stopped and went to my teenager and said, how are you doing? I'm fine. No, really, how are you doing? Do that. And if you don't have a teenager in your household, do it with your elementary school kid. Get down on the floor, look them in the eyes. And if you don't have kids in your household, ask your neighbor. Ask your spouse, your significant other, your friend. Don't settle for I'm fine either. If there's anything good that can come, anything positive that can come out of a week like this in the tragedy of Lake Ridge High School, it's that maybe somebody else out there that really needs and desperately needs some help, struggling with mental wellness, somebody out there gets that and finds some kind of peace or some kind of help. I'm going to give a phone number here. It is for a hotline that can offer emotional support to anybody who's struggling. It's called Lines for Life. They're there 24/7. 800-923-HELP. 800-923-HELP. That's the phone number. I'll take your phone calls as well at 503-417-7575. Tell me what you heard there. Tell me what you learned. Tell me how you're doing. How are your kids doing? You know, I don't want to politicize this. I don't. But I'm worried about kids. I'm worried about kids not being in person. I'm worried about them being untethered socially. I am mindful of the fact that there are teachers out there that are scared in a lot of cases about getting back into a classroom. I know a lot of teachers who care about kids and love kids who are saying, hey man, until everybody's vaccinated or until I'm vaccinated, like, how do we do this? I get it. It's not an easy solution. And I'm glad that teachers are getting vaccinated. I'm glad that they moved to the front of the line in a lot of cases. I'm eager to see kids get back to their social structure or something resembling it. And look, I'm not willing at this point to say that this pandemic caused a suicide, but when you have a teenage kid amid a pandemic, isolated, who's an athlete, it crossed my radar. And I got to pay attention to it. I want your phone calls at 503-417-7575. I'm going to take a lot of phone calls here. The phone lines are jammed, but I want to get everybody in. There are a lot of people who want to talk about this. Be patient with me if you're holding. You're among those that are on hold here. Be patient. We will get to you. Every day in this segment, we normally do the Culligan Water Cooler Report. It's brought to you by Culligan of Oregon. I'm not going to play the benchmark today, but I want this discussion to be an important one about family and about taking care of kids and making sure that kids have that social tether that they so desperately need. Spencer Phillips, the coach at Lake Ridge High School, just joined us. He hasn't even coached a game yet. He's trying to do what he can do. Vic is in Vancouver. Vic, what'd you think?
I listened to sports talk all day long. That was one of the best interviews I've heard anybody ever have. It touched me, you know, and I just want to let you know that, man.
Did a great job. Thank you, Vic. How you doing, man?
Just watching Nuts and Bolts.
There you go. Hang in there. It's not easy. All right. Tough times, man. And I'm telling you, I appreciate that. I say, like, a lot of people make claims about their show. You hear it all the time. You know, we're on your side, all that stuff. You know, the best this, the best that, the number one this, number one that. The thing about this show that I always want to hold is I want it to be authentic. I want it to be real. I want it to be the kind of thing you take with you later in your day when you talk to friends and you talk to your family or you're around the table. And you can say, hey, I heard this on the sports radio show today. I heard this on Canzano's show, and I want to talk about this with you guys. And you go around the table. Like, I want it to be three-dimensional that way. I'm not as interested in the other stuff as I am in being real with you and being in the world and, you know, not being a two-dimensional product. It has to be three-dimensional. I mean, what I mean by that is, like, that caller who called in, he was obviously emotionally moved by that interview. Brent is in Vancouver. Brent, what's on your mind?
I like to discuss the, I'm going to try to keep it linear, obviously. Like you said, you got a lot of callers, but the topic about kids' emotions and how they're dealing with all the pandemic. And I live up here in Vancouver, and our school's opened for the elementary school. And I just watched the emotions of my own kids who were, you know, a kindergartner and a second grader. Just, you know, I feel like they were twice as happy after they went back to school. And I kind of wanted to applaud the teachers in our area for being solution-oriented. I know it's hard. Like you said, teachers are scared. But I've talked to their teachers specifically, and they said, if X terms are met, I'm happy to be in the...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face...
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.